Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 10, Deliverance of the Yamala Arjuna Trees, Text 40. Sri, 39. Yeah, 39, that's right. Sri Shuka Vacha Itam Sankirtitas Tavya Bhagava Gokuleshvaraha Damna Cholukale Badaha Prahasan Aha Guyako Sri Shuka Vacha Itam Sankirtitas Tabhyam Bhagavan Gokuleshvaraha Damna Cholukale Badha Prahasan Ahaguyako Sri Shuka Vacha Itam Sankirtitas Tabhyam Bhagavan Gokuleshvaraha Damna Cholukale Badha Prahasana Haguyako Sri Shuka Vacha Itam Sankirtitas Tabhyam Bhagavan Gokuleshvaraha Damna Cholukale Badha Prahasana Haguyako Sri Shuka Vacha Nam Sankirtitas Tavya Van Gokuleshra Vamukale Vava Asana Guyaka Sri Shuka Vacha Tasankirtitas Tabhyam Bhagavan Gokuleshvara Amna Cholukale Badha Asanaha Guyako Sri Sukhvacha Itam Sankirtitas Tabhyam Bhagavan Gokuleshvara Bhamna Cholukale Badha Asana Haguyaka Sri Shuka Vacha Itam Sankirtitas Tabhyam Bhagavan Gokuleshvara Damna Cholukale Badha Prasana Vukal Sri Sukhavacha Itam Sankirtitastabhyam Bhagavan Gokuleshvara Om Chalukale Badha Bhagavan Mahamukhya Sukhavacha Anangitasabhyam Meshraha Agarukale Vata Vaishnavis Sri Sukha Vacha Tatabhyam Bhagavan Gokulesha Sukhavacha Nam Sankirtitastabhyam Gokuleshvara Alam Gokulevata Alam Gokulevata Sukhavacha Om Sankirtitastabhyam Bhagavan Gokuleshvara Vipratha Samaguyaka Sri Sukhavacha Idam Sankirtitastabhyam Bhagavan Gokuleshvara Vipratha Asanaguyaka Sukhavacha Tam Sankirtitastabhyam Bhagavan Gokuleshvara Amatsukale Bala Asana Guyaka Vishuka Vacha Dhamsan Kirtita Stabhyam Bhagavan Gokuleshvara Tama Golokale Badha Sri Sukhavacha Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued to speak. Itam, in this way, as aforesaid, Sankirtitaha, being glorified and praised. Tabhyam, by the two young demigods. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Gokula Ishvaraha, the Master of Gokula. Because he is Sarvaloka Maheshvara. Dhamna, by the rope. Cha, also. Alukale, on the wooden mortar. Badaha, bound. Prahasan, smiling. Aha said, Guyako, unto the two young demigods. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami continued, "The two young demigods thus offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Sri Krishna, the Supreme Godhead, is the master of all, and was certainly Gokuleshvara, the master of Gokula, he was bound to the wooden mortar by the ropes of the gopis, and therefore, smiling widely, he spoke to the sons of Kuvera the following words." Please repeat. Shukadeva Goswami continued, "The two young demigods thus offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Sri Krishna, the Supreme Godhead, is the master of all, and was certainly Gokuleshvara, the master of Gokula, he was bound to the wooden mortar by the ropes of the gopis, and therefore, smiling widely, he spoke to the sons of Kuvera the following words." Purport. Krishna was smiling because he was thinking to himself, "These two young demigods fell from the higher planetary system to this planet, and I have delivered them from the bondage of standing for a long time as trees. But as for me, I am bound by the ropes of the gopis and am subject to their chastisements." In other words, Krishna submits to being chastised and bound by the gopis because of pure love and affection, worthy of being praised by a devotee in so many ways. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, is it possible to put up the PowerPoint presentation? So, in this verse it says, Sri Shukavacha, Shukadeva Goswami said, or continued to speak. So Shukadeva Goswami was speaking to Maharaj Parikshit, and this took place about 5,000 years ago at the end of the Dwapara Yuga and beginning of the Kali Yuga. And it took place at a particular spot. Next slide. The place is called Shukatal. Sometimes on the maps it's spelled Shukratal. And I went there a couple of weeks ago when I was in India. I was in New Delhi giving some lectures at universities, and devotees took me a couple of Saturdays ago to this place, Shukatal. It's a couple hours car ride north from Delhi. It's about two-thirds of the way to Hardwar at the beginning of the Himalayas. Next. This place was visited by Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, in 1930. So I take that as a sign it's a bona fide place. This place, Shukatal, is where Parikshit heard the Srimad Bhagavatam from Shukadev Goswami. Next. There's a hill there, and on top of this hill there's this huge banyan tree beneath which Shukadev Goswami spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit and the assembled sages. Next to the banyan tree, there's a small temple, and they have deities there of Shukadev Goswami on the left, Maharaj Parikshit on the right, and in between them, Sri Krishna. Next. To the left of the deities of Shukadev Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit are the sages who were assembled. The first one on the right is Vyasadev. Next. And on the right side of the deities of Shukadev Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit are deities of Samika Rishi and his son Sringi. Next. So we can recall that whole situation which led to the Srimad Bhagavatam being spoken. Maharaj Parikshit was going through the forest, and he was feeling hungry and thirsty, so he came to the hermitage of the sage Shamika Rishi, and he went inside, but the sage Shamika Rishi was absorbed in trance, so he didn't respond in any way to the presence of Maharaj Parikshit. And for the sake of this pastime, Maharaj Parikshit, as a sign of his displeasure, garlanded Shamika Rishi with a serpent, with a snake. Just like here, I've been garlanded with a flower garland coming from the deities. Maybe I deserve to be garlanded with a snake. But in any case, Maharaj Parikshit garlanded Shamika Rishi with a serpent. And this came to the attention of his son, Sringi. So Sringi, being very young and inexperienced, became very angry, and he cursed Maharaj Parikshit to die within 7 days by the bite of a snake bird called Takshaka. So he delivered that curse. And when his father, Samika Rishi, heard about this, he was very upset. He said, "You shouldn't have done that." But it was done, and it was the will of the Lord to further this pastime of the speaking of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So the curse remained in effect. Initially, Maharaj Parikshit didn't know about it, but later he was informed what had happened. And he was such a powerful devotee of the Lord, he could have overcome that curse, but for the sake of the Leela, the pastime, he went along with it, and he left his palace, and he went to out to this place where he decided he was simply going to fast, and hear from the assembled sages. Now, when we were, I went with a few devotees to that place, and while we were there, we sat in front of those deities and read the chapters from the Bhagavatam about how Shukadeva Goswami appeared in the assembly of sages, effulgent like the sun, and he was given the Vyasasan, the place to speak. And, you know, he answered all of the questions of Maharaj Parikshit. Next. So after 7 days, the snake bird did come, Takshaka. And at that time, at the end of hearing for 7 days the Srimad Bhagavatam from Shukadeva Goswami, Maharaj Parikshit said, "I'm ready. Let the snake bird come. I'm totally absorbed now in thoughts of Krishna." And Shukadeva Goswami told him, "Yes, you are ready." And the snake bird came and burned his body. But Shukadeva Goswami said, "That's not your real self." So the whole point of this is we each have our appointment with our individual snake bird who is going to come and get us at a certain point. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. An intelligent person sees, yes, these miseries are there and they're inevitable. Birth, death, old age, disease, they're coming. And there's no solution other than Krishna consciousness. Ante narayana smritihi. At the end of life, one should remember Krishna, Lord Narayan. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, "Yam yam vapi smaram bhavan tyajat dyanti kalevaram tam tam avaite kauntaya sadatad bhava bhavitaha." Depending upon your consciousness, at the state of death, you will attain your destination. So for those whose minds are absorbed in Krishna consciousness at the time of death, they will attain Krishna's destination. They will join in Lord Krishna's pastimes. Our Acharyas explain, Srila Prabhupada tells us, that for devotees whose minds are absorbed in Krishna consciousness at the time of death, they will go to the material universe where Krishna is currently displaying his pastimes. And there they will be trained. You know, for the materialists, they get another type of training. We were just hearing in the Bhagavatam verses that are being read in the morning a few days ago, that for the materialists, they go to the planet of Yamaraj, and there they'll be trained in the type of animal body that they may be getting if they've lived a sinful life. You know, for example, we heard, you know, Srila Prabhupada explaining that if they're going to get the body of a hog, they'll be trained in that planet of Yamaraj in preparation for getting that kind of body, and then they'll go ahead and get it. But for the devotees, they'll be trained for their eternal spiritual role in Krishna's pastimes in an eternal spiritual body. So that's what we're aspiring for. When Parikshit was talking about what he needed to know. He wanted to know from Shukadeva Goswami what is the duty of everyone, especially at the time of death. And the answer is to be hearing, chanting, and remembering about the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Next. So that is what is going on. And in one sense, it's as if, by participating in this daily Srimad Bhagavatam class and hearing the conversation between Shukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit, and its later repetition in the forest of Naimisharanya, we are as if present at that time, and we are also getting the benefit of hearing what Sri Prabhupada translated as the deathless nectar, Hari Lilamritam, the deathless nectar of the pastimes of Lord Hari, Krishna. So here, in this verse, we are learning about some of the qualities of Krishna. It's the qualities of Krishna that attract the minds and hearts of his devotees. So one of his qualities is his humor. So here in this verse and purport, it's being described how Krishna is speaking a little humorously to Manigriva and Nalakuvara. He's delivered them from being bound up in the bodies of trees and having to have stood for thousands and thousands of years in the bodies of those trees, not being able to move in heat, cold, drought, floods, whatever. So he's saying, okay, I've liberated you from that. I've freed you from that bondage. But as for me, he says with a little smile, I am remaining bound by the ropes of the gopis. Of course, at this time, Krishna, in terms of his pastimes, is just a little child, just a couple of years old. So the gopis that he's speaking about are, the elder gopis, Mother Yashoda and others. And he's bound by their ropes of affection. So Krishna is the supreme controller. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Krishna is the supreme controller. Natasya Karyam Karanam Chavidyate. Natachamas Chavidyakasta Drishyate. Krishna is the supreme controller. He has nobody who can give him any duty. Each of us in the material world has some superior, someone who's more powerful than we are, who dictates to us what we should do or not do. But Krishna is not in that same position. He is the supreme controller. He has no duty that is imposed upon him by anyone. He is completely independent and free to do as he wishes. But voluntarily he becomes submissive to the loving devotional service rendered by his pure devotees. Voluntarily he does that. Yayatamam prapadyante tamstatayama bhajamyaham. Krishna says, as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So for those who surrender completely to Krishna, Krishna rewards them by reciprocating with them in a loving relationship. And even to the extent of taking a subordinate position, as here, he is agreeing to be bound by Mother Yashoda with a rope to the wooden mortar. So he's making a little joke about that. But this is all part of the conversation between Shukadev Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit that took place 5,000 years ago at this spot, Shukatal, in northern India. But it's going on even today, and by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we're able to hear the same words, you know, that were spoken at that time and place, and get the same benefit as Maharaj Parikshit did. And he was particularly concerned what to do at the time of death. So we're being given here the answer. We should absorb our minds and thoughts of Krishna, Krishna's pastimes, and prepare ourselves for going back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.